This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Confusion continues to surround an attack by American forces in western Iraq that killed about 40 people. The U.S. military says the target of the air and ground assault early yesterday were foreign fighters infiltrating Iraq from nearby Syria, but Iraqis in the area say the victims were participating in a wedding celebration. NPR's Eric Westervelt is in Baghdad, and he joins me on the line right now. Eric, there are two very different versions of this attack.
That's right. This attack, Renee, happened in a tiny village in a desolate stretch of western Iraqi desert, just 16 miles from the Syrian border, and they're very different versions of what happened. Military officials in Baghdad tell us the attack was part of an operation against a, quote, suspected foreign fighting house that they now say was confirmed to be a safe house. The military doesn't dispute that 40 to 45 Iraqis were killed, but they say U.S. troops came under fire, Renee, and called in close air support, and the ground recovered, quote, numerous reports, some money, and satellite communications gear from the area. They believe this was perhaps part of an insurgent supply route from Syria into the Sunni strongholds of Fallujah, Ramadi, and elsewhere. And a U.S. official told NPR this morning, quote, this was a legitimate military target, not a wedding party at 3 in the morning. But I have to say, we just spoke with the manager of the Al-Kaham Hospital, Dr. Hamdi Nouri Al-Alusi. He runs the largest hospital closest to the attack site, and he told NPR 42 people were killed, including 17 men, 11 women, and 14 children, and most of those children, he said, were under the age of 12. Dr. Alusi said they were all Iraqis, not foreigners, and he insists, after talking with some of the wounded who were brought to his hospital, that this was a wedding party mistakenly attacked and not some kind of safe house for foreigners.
Just we're having a little dropout on this line with you, but we'll continue. Apologies to listeners for that. Eric, if this was an attack on a wedding party, it won't be the first one in the two wars, that is the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq, that America has been accused of.
That's right. It's very similar to an incident in southern Afghanistan in Uruzgan province in the summer of 2002. When Afghan officials and local villagers said 48 civilians were killed when U.S. warplanes mistakenly attacked a wedding party there. After an investigation, the U.S. military said that that attack was justified because the planes had come under fire. And like that incident, Renee, this one in Iraq was in a remote area where the U.S. suspected insurgents were either traveling or taking refuge.
This attack occurred on the same day that the U.S. military began trying soldiers accused of abusing prisoners at the Abu Ghraib prison, trying to improve the way Iraqis feel about the U.S. occupation.
Well, that's right. I mean, Army Specialist Jeremy Sivitz pleaded guilty yesterday to charges of abusing detainees. He was sentenced to a year in jail. He got a demotion in rank, and he was given a bad conduct discharge from the Army. And in this plea agreement, Sivitz has agreed to cooperate and testify in other upcoming courts martial. So this disputed attack in western Iraq comes just as the U.S. was hoping that this first court martial would start to show Iraqis that justice is being served, and they'd hope this would start to rebuild some trust and show that abusive soldiers are being punished. But especially on Arabic TV networks, Renee, images of grieving Iraqis out in the desert burying their dead have supplanted coverage of these court hearings in the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal.
Overall, Eric, this has been a violent week in Iraq, hasn't it?
Well, that's right. On Monday, a car bomb killed the president of the Iraqi Governing Council and several others, including bodyguards and officials with him. An al-Qaeda-linked group has claimed responsibility for that attack. And some sporadic fighting continues in the holy cities of Najaf and Karbala between U.S. forces and militia fighters backing radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. So clearly, the violence continues and security remains a top priority for many.
Thanks very much. NPR's Eric Westervelt reporting from Baghdad.